Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on. Is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday. Today's date is the 17th of August. It's moving right along. Every day is a new day with good news and bad news, shocking news with how disgusting and disgraceful and what traitors Democrats are, and great news that the world is being red-pilled, and certainly the United States is being red-pilled, and more people are waking up to the travesty that is the left and the GOP rhinos that go along with them, backstabbing, traitorous GOP rhinos like Liz Cheney. Big victory last night. I called it. Didn't take a brain surgeon to figure it out. But yet it's amazing to think in the most Republican of states in America, Wyoming, Liz Cheney got crushed, landslide victory, or I should say landslide defeat for Liz Cheney. Landslide victory for the good guys, but a landslide defeat for Liz Cheney. And it's just more proof that it's Donald Trump's party. 100% Donald Trump's party. Who's been slain politically? Not physically. We never want to kill anybody. But politically, who's been slain? The Cheney dynasty is finished. Kaput. Goodbye. Bankrupt. Arrivederci. The Bush dynasty is gone. The McCain dynasty, Kerry Lake, destroyed it in Arizona. And the Romney dynasty is as good as gone. He's a U.S. senator, but nobody likes him. Even in his own home state of Utah, no one likes Mitt Romney. He's the most hated Republican in America by Republicans. And so the Romney dynasty is gone, and it's beautiful because these are people that actually thought they owned the Republican Party. It was their party, and it wasn't their party. They don't own it. They don't have a right to steal taxpayer money for them and their family for the rest of all time. And they're just shocked because Donald Trump put an end to them. Here's what I said last night. It was probably about 1 o'clock in the morning when Cheney had officially been destroyed. I tweeted out, although I don't tweet anymore because Twitter banned me for life. So I posted a Getter and Truth Social Trump site. Liz Cheney destroyed in record-setting landslide. A night doesn't get much better. Her father, the warmonger's legacy destroyed. Called Trump, this is what he called Trump in a TV ad, the greatest threat to our republic in history. And GOP voters told him to go F himself. No wonder the D.C. swamp and GOP swamp hates Trump so much. He single-handedly slayed Bush, Cheney, McCain, and soon bye-bye Romney. All four families thought they owned the GOP. Now they own nothing. Trump destroyed them all. Screw the GOP establishment rhinos. Screw the GOP swamp. Get out of our house. Victory for the Patriots. So that was how I put it last night, and I couldn't put it any better today, so I figured I'd just repeat the post. The people of Wyoming, the Republicans of Wyoming told the Democrats, Dick Cheney, not Democrats, Dick Cheney. These people used to be heroes, Bush and Cheney. And now they're not even Republicans anymore. We've booted them out of the party. It's amazing. Can you imagine the nerve that old fart, that fossil, that used up piece of swamp rat, Dick Cheney, with the perfect name, Dick. Good old Dick did an ad calling Trump the greatest threat to our republic in history. That means that Wayne Root has been a good person my whole life. And a good Republican my entire life. and has fought for the Republican Party every minute of my life, and has fought for lower taxes my whole life, and has fought for a secure border my whole life, and is a great father and now a great husband again, and has done everything right my whole life. I don't smoke, I don't drink, I've never done a drug. All I've ever done is work. I'm a workaholic. Find something wrong with me. There is nothing. You're saying that I'm the greatest threat to America because I love Donald Trump. How am I the greatest threat to America? How are people like me the greatest threat to America? Explain that, Dick Cheney. You're a thief. You ripped off the American people. All of you lived off the trowel of government. So you hate it that Trump came along and Trump said you can't do that anymore. And he made it difficult and uncomfortable for you to be a rhino swamp rat and steal money and rip off the American taxpayer. And it's made Obama and Clinton and the Kerrys and the Bidens and the Cheneys and the Bushes and the McCains and the Mitt Romneys all very unhappy and comfortable. That's what Trump did. And now it's Trump's party and you're all gone. You're not even part of the Republican ecosystem anymore. And your relatives aren't part of the Republican ecosystem. You know, Bush's son lost. If Mitt Romney's kids ran, they'd be laughed at. Cheney's daughter destroyed in a landslide. And McCain's legacy destroyed by Kerry Lake. And Kerry Lake will be the guest on my show today in hour number two, which is our Lindell TV hour. Again, let me stress, Wayne Allyn back with a TV show every day on Mike Lindell TV, Mike Lindell TV 2. You got to make note of TV 2. There's a Mike Lindell TV 1 and Mike Lindell TV 2. I am on Mike Lindell TV 2. So you just go to frankspeech.com and you click on TV. And it'll give you a choice of Lindell TV 1, Lindell TV 2. And every day at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 4 o'clock West Coast, you'll find the Wayne Allyn Show, Raw and Unfiltered, on Mike Lindell TV 2. Today will be our third day. Here's a story that I think needs to be the biggest news story in America. Project Veritas, again, it'll be ignored completely by the mainstream media. They won't even mention it. But Project Veritas came out today and produced a memo on the letterhead of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. And their memo with their letterhead is a bulletin on domestic terrorism. A DHS whistleblower gave Project Veritas a memo that alerts DHS employees to be on the lookout for domestic terrorists. And who are the domestic terrorists? You and me. Anyone who uses phrases such as government overreach and election fraud. Can you imagine? This is what I said from day one. If a man cheats on his wife and he comes home and says, any woman, any friend of yours, or you, my wife who I cheated on, if you ever mention that I've cheated on you, if there's one person that mentions men cheat or I cheat, I'll kill you all. What would you think? You'd say he's guilty, right? He's cheated on his wife. He has lipstick on his face, lipstick on his collar. He's disheveled and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, how dare you say that I cheated on my wife? How dare you? I'll never let you speak about this again. If you ever speak about it again, you're going to lose your job. I'll make sure your boss fires you. I will make sure you're not on social media anymore. You're ruined. You're destroyed if you ever mention me cheating. That's how you know he cheated. This raid on Trump is how you know they cheated and stole the election. Every time they say you're not allowed to even talk about election fraud, it's because they've committed election fraud. When they raid the presidents because they're so scared, they want to change the topic from election fraud and the stolen 2020 election. And government overreach. Oh, you know, listen. Raid the president's house with FBI agents with machine guns and assault rifles. This wonderful president, Donald Trump, gave up his career as a billionaire playboy. Yeah, he's a playboy. Yeah, he screwed around a little bit. He's a billionaire. He's had the most beautiful women in the world. Now he's got the most beautiful woman in the world, Melania. And he could have spent the rest of his life on yachts and hanging out playing golf at Mar-a-Lago. And he gave it up to be president of the United States. And he wants to do it again for a salary of zero. And they're hunting him down and they're haunting him and they're attacking his home like he's a terrorist. And that's and then if you say government overreach, now you're a terrorist. If you say government overreach, you're a terrorist. That proves it's government overreach. And if you say election fraud, you're a terrorist. And that proves There's government fraud. The threats we've observed to date, says the DHS, underscore that domestic violent extremists may view the 2022 midterm election as a flashpoint around which to escalate threats against perceived ideological opponents, including federal law enforcement personnel. Wow. The memo says do not make it known to the general public. They don't want you to know. They want to limit your free speech because, of course, that would be government overreach. Information contained in this intelligence bulletin is for official use only. No portion of this bulletin should be released to the media, the general public, or non-secure internet servers. Release this material could adversely affect or jeopardize investigative activities. No, what they mean to say is, we are criminals. We are bitches. We are witches. We are traitors. We hate our country. We're taking over our country. We are communists. And this is a communist takeover of America. And the government scumbag employees of the DHS want to call every conservative a terrorist because they're using Saul Alinsky's playbook. Look in the mirror whenever you see, blame it on the other guy. So they're the terrorists. So they call you a terrorist. They call me a terrorist. And they don't want anybody to know they're calling us terrorists. Department of Homeland Security. DHS warns of a heightened security risk for federal employees, specifically the Gestapo, I mean the FBI. And the warning signs are anybody who talks about the 2020 election or the 2022 midterm or election fraud or says there's government overreach. That is so funny. So what they're saying is we steal the election, then we raid the president, then we intimidate and arrest his ideological supporters, and then when you claim overreach, that makes you a terrorist, and we're able to raid you and take you out in handcuffs because you're a terrorist. Folks, this is a communist takeover of the United States.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorney attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Raw and
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne Alaroos, segment number two. Engineer Tech Services is the sponsor of this segment of the Wayne Alaroos Show. We're on Unfiltered on USA Radio, as well as coming up in the next hour, Michael Lindell TV 2. Michael Lindell TV 2, all you do is go online, Google Michael Lindell TV 2, or go to frankspeech.com, and Michael Lindell TV 2, click on it. And there it is. My show will be on, starting at the top of hour number two, which is 7 o'clock East Coast time, 4 o'clock West Coast time. Engineer Tech Services is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Do you own a small business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? This is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tech Services can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. Engineer Tax Services, known as ETS. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of complex, lucrative tax credits that usually go only to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineerTaxServices.com, otherwise known as ETS. So here's the problem with America. Here it is right here. Don't feel sorry for Liz Cheney. I'm sure none of you do. If you listen to the Wayne Root Show, you don't feel sorry for Liz Cheney. But don't feel sorry for Liz Cheney, because in the 6.5 years she served in Congress, she increased her wealth by $36 million.
She earns $174,000 a year, and she increased her wealth by $36 million. How do you explain that? It just doesn't make any sense. Same thing I say about Harry Reid, but now instead of Democrats, Republicans are exactly the same. In 2018, her estimated net worth per Open Secrets was nearly $15 million. $15 million. Today, she's worth $44 million. Her net worth ballooned from an estimated $7 million when she first took office in 2017 to possibly $44 million or more, according to analysis from the Center for Responsive Politics and her most recent financial disclosure forms. Wow. During Cheney's first term in office from 17 to 18, her net worth grew. That's in two years. In Congress, her net worth grew from $7 million to $14 million. And since then, her net worth has continued to grow. According to her 2020 personal financial disclosure form, she declared her net worth was estimated between $10 million and $44 million, stemming from assets between $10 million and $44 million. Unbelievable. It's reported in ranges, so we don't know exactly what she's worth. But we know she's worth a lot of money and a hell of a lot more than she was when she entered Congress. How does that happen? And good news, 10 RINO impeachers, 10 Republican congressmen who voted for the impeachment of Trump, 8 of the 10 will not be returning in January, despite getting huge funding from GOP groups and Kevin McCarthy. Liz Cheney got trounced last night. Harriet Hagman, she got trounced by 37 points. Liz Cheney, one of the worst landslides in the history of Congress as an incumbent. She's the eighth RINO voted for Trump's impeachment who will not be returning. 8 of 10 not back. Only Representative Dan Newhouse, Republican Washington, and Representative David Vallejo, Valadeo, Republican California, will be returning next year. McCarthy, I told you I hate this guy, Kevin McCarthy, almost as much as I hate Mitch McConnell, but it's close, but Mitch McConnell wins. Kevin's a little better. But McCarthy funded 5 of the 10 impeachers. GOP groups funded Liz Cheney. More proof the Republican Party is against you. But at least we beat 8 out of the 10. Gone. Gone. Let's see the list here. Half of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump have a joint fundraising committee with House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy and his leadership PAC. Valadeo, Butler, Katko, Michigan Representatives Fred Upton and Peter Mazier. he's not raised money for the other five. Cheney, Kissinger, Gonzalez, Washington, Representative Dan Newhouse, and South Carolina Representative Tom Rice. But 8 out of the 10 are gone. Look, the FBI raid, combined with everything happening in America today, has made Trump so much more popular. And the leader of the Republican Party. The Cheneys are dead. The Bushes are dead. The McCains are dead. The Romneys are dead. Trump is the king.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Hundreds of illegal immigrants are continuing to be transported from Texas on buses to New York City and Washington, D.C. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has accused Texas of forcing illegal immigrants onto buses, but appearing on Fox News, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott pushes back on these baseless allegations.
Before the migrants get on the buses, they sign a form agreeing to get on the bus. And on that form, it has the pre-identified destination. They actually get to choose, do they want to go to the capital of the United States of America, or do they want to go to New York City?
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is out of a court in Atlanta. He spent several hours answering questions in front of the grand jury investigating efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yeah.
Ken Wayne on the Root. Welcome back to the show. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house the Root built here in Las Vegas and broadcast around the country on USA Radio. And next hour on Mike Lindell TV. And, of course, on August 27th, I start my new show on Real America's Voice TV network. So we got two TV networks, one nationally syndicated radio network, and then I'll announce in the next 2 weeks a huge podcast deal with one of the top two Republican podcasters in the world. Republican, I should say conservative podcasters in the world. And they want me to do a daily video and audio podcast, so I'm going to be a busy boy. A lot going on. Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They make this show possible. Thank you, Amio Life. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day and a natural silver mouthwash all day and their silver gel on my face each night before I go to bed, especially under my eyes. And I suck and chew on their silver lozenges. Voice alive. And as you can see, it works. This is my seventh year on the radio and my seventh year where I've never missed a show due to no voice. But my voice is always close to going out and it always hangs in there because of their amazing silver lozenges. The folks at Amio are even giving you a 30% discount to reflect inflation. If inflation is 20-25%, you're getting a 30% discount, so you're getting all the inflation made up, plus interest on the inflation of 5%. So great stuff. Thank you, Amio Life, for giving a 30% discount to my fans. Just go to AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com, and put in the promo code ROOT30 to get 30% off my last name, ROOT30, or give them a call directly, 800-422-8148. 800-422-8148. Remember to say Route 30 to receive 30% off. 800-422-8148. I've got a guest here, Kenneth Raposa, former staff writer for the Wall Street Journal, China expert, industry analyst for the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Kenneth, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Good. Do your friends call you Ken, or am I sticking with
Ken,
the more
Ken.
Formal?
No, it's Ken. Yep.
All right.
Ken's fine.
Ken Raposa. Got it.
Yeah,
so,
good.
We're talking about a little something different here. I'm always mentioning on this show that I fear, I don't know for a fact, but I fear, my gut says, that our country's in a lot of trouble and we're going to have massive energy crisis this winter. People's home heating oil is going to go through the roof. I think we're going to have a massive supply chain crisis. I think we're going to have a massive food crisis. It seems to me like all over the world people are going to be starving because not enough food's been created. There's prices too high for fertilizer, prices too high for natural gas, prices too high for kind of everything that a farmer needs. Don't forget gasoline, diesel fuel for the tractors, all kinds of problems with farms right now all over the world. So the question is, we got disaster in Netherlands, farm crisis. Could that happen in the United States?
Absolutely could happen in the United States. And that's what the Securities and Exchange Commission's policy on climate change would lead to if their policy becomes an actual rule. So what they want to do is they want to make it so that any company that's dealing with a publicly traded company, this includes a publicly traded lender like Bank of America, would have to disclose their climate risk. So if you're a farmer, for example, you have 10,000 cows, 500 cows, whatever it is, you have to disclose how much methane they're putting out, or how you're treating the soil, what's the nitrogen level like in your grass, whatever it may be. And then if you're the lender, let's say Bank of America, you might be able to say, or the meat packer like a JBS or a Marfrig, you could say, you know, I just can't deal with this because this is a climate risk for me. You have to cull your herd a little bit smaller. You have to, you know, lower your fertilizer rate so I can, you know, look good on my ESG score, right? So I could be climate friendly to my lenders and to my investors who are pressuring me to be climate friendly. And so this could happen if the SEC goes forward with this rule. They haven't gone forward with it yet. It's just a proposal. This is what we're seeing happening already in the Netherlands. We've seen it happen in Canada. This is a European design, and if the U.S. follows it, you will see some serious farm crises in the United States.
By the way, we'll get back to this topic in a second. It just kind of rattled something in my brain, Ken, and that is is this like China's national credit score? In other words, you're asking companies to be scored based on liberal ideals, and the national credit score that they want to put in would make people have to be scored just like companies. China's doing that, whereas if you're like a rebel and you're anti the government in China, they say you can't get credit anymore, you can't have a bank account anymore, you can't travel anymore, you can't, you know, you can't do anything, you won't have credit cards. Is this like a national credit score for companies?
It is like that, and the only difference is that in China, it's, you know, controlled by the government, right? So this is something that that is controlled by the private sector. The private sector does it voluntarily. If the SEC rule becomes an actual rule, again, this is just a proposal, then if you're a publicly traded company, right, and you want to capture money from global investors who are involved in ESG or who have ESG funds, and you want to attract that kind of capital, you want to keep that kind of capital in your stocks, then you have to present to them in your annual report that you're kind to the environment. Your companies that you're a part of, your supply chain, aren't polluting. They're lowering their nitrogen. They're lowering their greenhouse gas emissions. And so you're a great steward of the planet. And therefore, all these investors like BlackRock and Rabobank in the Netherlands will be your lender, and they'll cheer you on, and they'll be happy that you're saving the planet. But in the meantime, if you and I are ranchers and we're have, or not even forget ranchers, we're just talking about ranchers because that's how we start the conversation. But let's say you're a tool maker and your power plant and your factory is powered by, you know, a coal-fired power plant somewhere, well, that's a negative. So, you know, you'd also be in trouble. And that makes it a lot harder for you to compete with other countries, Brazil, China, Mexico, where these rules are not in place.
So tell everyone, and we're talking with Ken Raposa, who is a former writer for The Wall Street Journal and is a China expert and an analyst for the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Ken, tell everybody what happened in Netherlands with the farmers. The average person in America, even the ones listening to my show, who are pretty darn educated and aware, really don't know what's been happening in Amsterdam and in the Netherlands. Tell them what's happened.
Okay, well, here's the basic, simple 101 explanation. Is the government of the Netherlands says that farmers have to lower their nitrogen level and other pollutants in their soil, which by, I think the number is 30%. Farmers protested because they see this as a massive financial headwind to them, and that's why they've taken to the streets. Because, you know, it's like if you and I run a farm and we put in 100 pounds of, you know, fertilizer on our property, and we have to reduce it by 30%. Well, you and I would know. Well, I need that 100. You know, that's how I function. I need that. So if I'm going to reduce it by 30%, if I have to reduce it by 30% in order to sell this stuff into the market, well, I have to reduce my herd now, or I have to come up with some other inventive way to pull that off. So they're protesting. Here's another thing that's very interesting for your listeners. Okay, the Netherlands happens to be the number one country that has patents out on what's called lab-grown meat. I don't know if your listeners have heard of lab-grown meat.
Yes, of course.
What the industry calls cultured beef.
Isn't that Bill Gates doing lab-grown meat?
He's one of the investors in it, but he's one of many. There's a whole bunch of startups in this space now, okay? And so this whole cultured beef thing, this is intellectual property, sort of like intellectual property that's a corn seed from Monsanto, a Bayer. That's intellectual property, right? So these guys are really big on this new market that they want to create. And also worth noting, the other guys who are really big on this market happen to be the Chinese, who made cultured meat and lab-grown animal proteins part of their five-year plan in January.
So let's go over this. When you go into like a McDonald's or a Burger King, they have that fake meat, which is really soy-based and a bunch of chemicals that's made in a factory. This is real meat, but it's not from a cow. It's made in a manufacturing plant.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. The farmer of the future will be wearing a lab coat. So how it works is it's animal stem cells. So it's actually flesh, a little piece of flesh from an animal. They actually have to cut into the cow, the bull, right?
It's like a clone. You're cloning an animal, basically, right?
Yeah, sort of cloning an animal. So what you're doing is you have this little, probably thumbnail-sized piece of flesh, and you're manipulating it in a lab, adding fatty tissues to it and so on, as if you're teaching those cells that you've harvested to grow into actual muscle in a lab.
Okay. And
Wayne Root sirloin. Wayne Root sirloin has an intellectual property.
Ken, I'm assuming it never grows into a fake cow. It's just always going to be a slab of meat, correct?
Correct. It never grows into a live animal. It just becomes a slab of meat. Absolutely right.
So this is a way to stop...
I don't think they've ever been able to pull this off, you know?
Well, this is a way to stop killing animals in their crazy minds, their PETA-infused minds. This is a way to eat meat without killing animals, I guess, right?
It is, but for them, it's a new market for them, number one. So, right, money always looks for a new market to invest in. And when money, and also it lowers greenhouse gases, right? Because, of course, the cow farts are bad for the planet. So, therefore, they have to, you know, have less animals on the planet.
But all of them, like DiCaprio, Leonardo DiCaprio, flying in private jets, and John Kerry, that's not bad for the planet. Just cow farts are bad.
Exactly. And let's not forget, all these guys, what the real outcome of this will be, that, again, and I'll use you and I as an example, you know, Wayne Root's ranch might have 100 cattle on it. Okay? Now, it's going to be harder for you to be a dairy farmer or you to sell your Angus beef to the local market. Okay? It's going to be harder for you to do that. But it's not going to be harder for Tyson to do it because they're a global conglomerate. So maybe you sell your land to a real estate developer, or maybe you just become a serf to Tyson, or you just sell your whole ranch to Tyson. So it leads to more monopoly control by corporations, whether it's a tool manufacturer, okay, whether it's animal proteins.
I got it. It's bad for the middle class, as usual. Bad for small business, as usual. Bad for anyone like me who wants to eat a nice piece of chicken or a nice piece of meat. They don't even want you to eat meat or chicken. They want to invent it in a lab. Ken, we got to run. Ken Raposa, formerly Wall Street Journal, now Coalition for a Prosperous America. Thank you, Ken.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see the makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Way Down the Roots. Welcome back to the show. My Pillow is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You've no doubt heard about My Pillow products. Now they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their My Pillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again. Well, first of all, he's done it again because he was a great man of taste and style, and he picked Wayne Root to be on TV again. So thank you, Mike. But separate from that, he's got his new product, My Slippers. He took over 2 years to develop these, ensuring they weren't just ordinary slippers. These slippers are made with a three-tier cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long. These slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. They're extremely durable yet incredibly comfortable. For a limited time, you will save $90 on My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root, WAR, to receive this incredible limited-time offer. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WAR, or call 800-659-9475, 800-659-9475, MyPillow.com, promo code WAR. So the FBI has solidified Trump's clout in the GOP ahead of an expected 2024 run. Conservative observers say it's had the opposite effect that the FBI thought. Trump's base of voters has grown from 75 million voters to over 100 million voters since he departed the White House just about a year and a half ago, so say some of his fiercest allies. By the way, I always thought there was a chance that Trump already had 100 million people behind him. I think maybe he got 100 million votes in the 2020 election. I think he destroyed Joe Biden. But they rigged and fixed and stole the election. Everybody knows it. And for those who say, well, you're just saying that way and you're lying, I keep saying to anybody, let's do a public debate. And finally, at Freedom Fest, we did the public debate in July. And Freedom Fest could not find any liberal that wanted to debate Wayne Root. They asked all the big shot liberals and all the rhinos. I think they asked Adam Kinzinger, and they asked what's that other guy's name? Former congressman from Michigan that Trump destroyed, and he's not a congressman anymore. Mofi or something like that. They asked Jason something. They asked him, and they had another huge name. They were asking. There's so many names going through my brain. The guy who worked for Trump for 10 days before he got fired as their communications director. I see. Scaramucci. Yeah, they asked Scaramucci to debate me. Remember, Scaramucci hates Trump now. So it would have been a Root Scaramucci debate, which would have been fabulous. But they all said no, they wouldn't do it. And so finally they got a liberal journalist to fly in from New York to do it. And I destroyed him the same way that Liz Cheney was destroyed last night. I destroyed this liberal journalist. And he literally got booed off the stage, and I literally got a standing ovation. Literally got booed off the stage. They had to ask me, the moderator had to ask me, to calm the crowd down and ask them to be nice and polite because they were being so rude, supposedly, the observer thought, the moderator thought. So I had to tell the crowd to calm down. They were booing the guy off the stage. I proved the election was stolen. You know, and just the average liberal doesn't know how to debate someone like me. They have no idea. At all, how to debate someone like me. So I destroyed him. And by the way, I want to mention, it's a very important point. I'm going to write a column about it sometime in the near future. And the video of the debate is available for anyone to watch. It was an hour long. You can watch the whole thing at rootforamerica.com. Rootforamerica.com. Me destroying a liberal journalist debating about the 2020 election. But here was the thing he could not come back with any answer for. Okay? He was ready to answer Dominion machines. He was ready to answer vote switching. He was ready to answer a thousand different things. Mail-in ballots. He was ready to answer that. But he had no answer for the fact that in Las Vegas, Nevada, or I should say in the state of Nevada, but where I live in Las Vegas, illegal aliens are allowed to get a driver's license and drive. And when they go to DMV to get a driver's license, they are automatically registered to vote. So they all vote. What do you think? They're not voting? They're all registered to vote. Why wouldn't they vote? And he had nothing to say. I said, that goes on in like 30 states. If you give driver's license to illegals, you are automatically getting illegal aliens by the millions voting in elections, and all of them will vote Democrat. Because that's what will keep them in the country, never deport them, and that's what will give them all the free goodies, all the free welfare, all the free food stamps. So why wouldn't you? I'm not even blaming them. I don't blame illegal aliens. I don't blame people who want to do better in life and come to America. I blame the moronic white liberals who invite them in. You know it's not black people inviting them in. Black people aren't stupid. Why would you invite in people who are going to compete with you for jobs? It doesn't make any sense. So it's white liberals who go to Ivy League schools that are inviting and opening the borders, inviting everybody in to flood the country. And so I don't blame the person coming. If you said to me, and I was a poor man in El Salvador, come to America, no one will stop you. The minute you get here, you get a free lawyer, and you get $2,000 from Catholic charities, and you get $1,000 in welfare, $1,000 in food stamps. Guess what I do? I come. So I don't blame illegals. I blame white liberals. They're the enemy of America. Boy, I'm the opposite of a racist. I hate white people. I have nothing against black people, nothing against minorities, not even anything against illegals. I hate white liberals. They're the problem in America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Act.com.